Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We did have to give a prize away, so I think that I'm going to give a prize to the person that told us what Discord was, and then we mocked them about business apps for roughly 10 minutes.
Where's Baston?
He was training in the jungle,
bombing pancakes.
He was running with the wolves.
Where was Beals?
Learning to read from the talking dog, yeah.
Where's Banknote?
He runs his papa's company,
Dark Lord's Trust.
He's a very naughty man.
Finally together.
The light for hope we call the dragon.
The town of Daggerford, major arterial hub through which much of the commerce of the Sword Coast churns. Once crowded with caravaniers and cavaliers alike, the main streets are now as empty and silent as the grave.
What does that mean?
What?
What just happened?
Alex just drank a cocktail like a little lizard.
You work really hard on these intros.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, we're listening. I was listening. That was my listening cocktail drinking face.
Foreign trade has been all but eliminated. Migratory practices banned. These lands that once were free belong only to Strahd and the agents who do his bidding. This is a silent place now. On the plus side, though, it's great for a home invasion. The dragon friends think to themselves as they descend the stairs of the dusty tenement that was once Lothario's safe house, making their way to the Red House, a house that was once bustling with petitioners, it seemed, Daggerfordians who would come late at night, only to leave in the morning, their eyes glazed, their visage pallid, their faces huddled and sad. Now, however, it seems abandoned as the doors creak open. Bobby, you lead the way into an empty room. Say, empty, that is, save for rows upon rows of metal and wooden tables. Beds, in fact, it looks like, on wheels.
Oh, sorry.
Tables.
Sleep
<There's>
tables.
Sleep tables. So I'm going to... So there's wood, but it's also metal, and they're beds, but they're tables. And the room's empty, but they're in it, and I'm doing my best. What was once Rivershine Hall now looks as if it is a triage station. Beds laid in intervals around the room. Sheets of surgical... sheets. Abandoned in a corner. And nothing else. No guards, no patients. It seems that the entire place has been stripped down, save for the four of you.
Dave, Simon Groney here. I play Bobby Pancakes. just a quick question, because I wasn't paying attention. In the first half, did you set up something where I'm turning into a vampire?
No, you were bitten by a... So you've lost 6 maximum hit points.
Okay.
Because you were bitten by a vampiric spawn.
Oh, cool. And when do I get those back?
When you take a long rest.
When you take a long rest.
Okay.
I think we've been here before, haven't we?
We have. It's where you murdered a man.
Who was the man?
A magician.
Ah.
A musician.
No,
sorry.
A musician.
Ah, yeah. The world has lost her tune.
Lionshield Banknote has never murdered a magician. Thank you very much.
And that's what makes him different.
I'm a very good boy. I believe last time we were here, there was some sort of secret room upstairs, perhaps.
No?
You're thinking of the house of the family.
Oh, this is different to that.
Yes.
This is just a dance hall,
this
right?
Is where the wedding was.
You're thinking of Hofferman House.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I remember this, yes.
Did you kill a musician in Hofferman House?
No, you killed a musician at the wedding.
Yes, no, the musician I killed in Hofferman House was in...
We're just going to take a big map of Daggerford. We'll cross out every building that he hasn't killed someone in.
I'll do an investigation check.
Lothario's there, isn't he?
Yes.
This makes no sense. This makes no sense at all. There were guards here. It was locked down for weeks while we monitored it. It's completely empty.
I got a 19 for a check around. A looky look. You did a thing.
Typically,
you roll after you say what you're rolling for.
You did an investigation check and you got a 19.
Well, if you want to be fancy about it.
Yes. Quickly, Bobby scoots through the sheets in the corner and you find...
I'm a ghost!
A lot of sheets, I suppose, if you want, but you also find a heavy lead-stoppered vial. Abandoned, it seemed, by accident.
A lead-stoppered vial? Can I see what's inside it?
It looks like... If there is indeed a liquid inside, it looks like it must be really tarry and smoky. You can unstopper it if you want to have a look.
Should we give it a whiff?
I'm calling it. I think it's blood. Probably blood.
Do you want to open it?
Yeah, I'll open it.
Okay, you crack the wax seal on it and you pop the cork and there is a hiss as a heavy smoke seems to waft all around you, Bobby. And as you look at it, and indeed as the rest of you see, the smoke sort of consumes Bobby for a second and then forms into a cloud in front of him and forms a small scene. Ben.
Yeah, the scene is like smoke figurines. You can see the shape of a man. You can
I need an occupation.
You can see the shape of a man. You can see the shape of a horse running away from the man. The man's like sort of sitting on the ground as if he's been thrown from the horse. And he's like waving his little smoky fist at the horse. And you can hear from him in smoky tones like, "Ah, my horse got away!" And then it just dissipates.
Is this like fantasy YouTube?
Fantasy Vine, because it's only 6 seconds.
TikTok now.
I'm showing my age. No, so it dissipates, but as it does, you breathe in a little bit of it, and you feel revitalized, and in fact, you lose the vampiric spawn.
Sweet dude.
Hit point loss.
It's a fat vape rip.
And now... But now it seems the bottle is empty.
Okay.
You stole my horse?
Is Elf with us?
Elf is with you, yes.
Ja, ich bin da.
What do you make of all of this?
Well, I didn't see much in the way of smoke when I was looking. All I saw were people going in and coming out. But I'm not sure, to be honest.
What about these sleep tables? Well, these munching beds, I can't tell the difference.
Oh, come on, that fucking ruled. That was good. Hell yeah.
So yeah, these are like trolley beds, but they're all empty and they're...
Are those sheets clean or soiled? Have they been slept in or stripped down?
Everything's been stripped down and the sheets in the corner are soiled. But not with blood, I should say, just with a bit of dirt and
urine?
Heavy use. And what?
Urine?
I'm what?
No, as in... as in...
it's a real who's up first.
As in pee, Dave. Pee.
Yeah, wee-wee.
I'm sorry. Clearly I am the fool for thinking that was a serious question.
Yeah.
Piss, or as some people call it, God's cum.
Oh, boy.
Make for me an investigation check.
I'll do you one better, Dave. I'll make an arcana check. That's a one.
I shall do an investigation check.
Okay.
7.
Okay, well that was a trick because now you've both just spent like 5 minutes rooting around in a pile of filthy sheets, pressing them up against your faces to see if you can detect any wee.
Dave.
Or as some call it.
Don't.
Dave, are there other rooms? Is there like a back room, catering facilities, a
God's
basement?
Come.
Oh, I didn't like that
there
at all.
There are, but all of the rest of the rooms, again, it looks like the place has been emptied
God's come
down.
Sounds like a curse, like a Shakespearean curse, but it...
God's come! God's come, get in here!
And that's the origin of scum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when I was learning to play the saxophone, I just...
No, Dave.
I don't get to play this game very often. The point is, we're meant to play it now.
Oh, Dave, and you think your little game is more important than Ben's saxophone story?
I was going to say, when I was learning to play the saxophone, David, and I was learning to do, like, jazz improv, One of the things that...
Jazz improv?
You're like, look, just...
Oh, yeah. I was imagining something different.
My teacher was like, if you make a mistake while you're playing and improvising, just do it again and again and again and it'll become a motif. And I kind of feel like I've carried that through.
Isn't that just comedy's rule of threes?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways it is, yeah.
Dave, what does Baston notice?
Are you... The attendant rooms to the side of Rivershine Hall look like there were desks have been placed in, but they are also empty. Crates and crates of lead-stoppered vials are still to be found in the building, but otherwise you don't see anything else.
With the tarry smoke stuff in them?
No, these ones are all empty.
You went to do a horse trip, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So it seems that there's nothing else here.
Is there a stable? Do we know if there's a stable
there
nearby?
There is a stable, yeah. So you head down to the Rivershine Hall stable and you see that the horses, it's empty, there are no horses there. But you can see also huge wheel marks, track marks leading out of the stable. And by the depth of them, it looks like it was carrying a heavy load.
It appears there's nothing left for us here.
Bobby, breathe out.
Sorry?
Breathe out. Did a horse come out?
No, 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 Scott. A horse did not come out.
Oh. It's always good
worth
to ask.
Worth a try.
I say God's come loudly three times.
God's come!
It's catchy. It's catchy.
I think if we track these wheels, the tracks, it can only lead us to one place.
So typically at that point, Eden, someone will say what the place is.
But Basso, it's like...
Oh, it's a character choice, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
I know. I will find familiar. I'm summoning Hawk Flappy.
Sorry, now you want to talk to me after you get that Roomba piece of shit in the other side, right? That's fine. I'm cool with it.
Yeah. So to be clear, actually, Flappy.
Come on now.
Flappy's not Bushu. Flappy didn't disappear to the Feywild. Flappy's watched you imprint on another pet.
That's fine with me.
That was okay. How am I gonna do this sensitively, Flappy? Filge love you very much.
You love another than me.
Oh, Bushu. Now hear the thing. You two think each other enemies, but in fact. You two are going to be wonderful friends.
I will burn him.
I'm going to shit on him the second I get the chance. I'm going to fight him.
No, I don't want you to fight him. He has fire.
Robot versus bird. Robot versus bird.
No, we're not going to do robot versus bird.
Flappy, if you'd like someone to train you on how to kill the robot, I know all of his secrets.
No, Flappy, I do not want you talking to that man.
Hey, guys, do you know what's cool as shit? A hawk with a flamethrower.
Ah, yes, we'll combine them.
Now, I should say... that none of you can understand this except for Filge. So all you can hear from... Well, you can hear Bushu.
Filge talks like Filge back to Flappy. But
that's
Flappy
true.
Talks
like... an air horn.
Like an air horn, yeah.
Flappy, I have a very important job for you. A job that Bushu can't do.
I failed.
No. But Bushu, I have a job for you here.
Oh.
Both of you very precious to me. Okay, Flappy... I need you to follow those wheel tracks and tell me where they go.
Okay, I'll use my wings to fly there.
Well, you don't need to rub it into Bushu's face like that.
I can use my wings to fly anywhere I want because I'm not a stupid fucking
Roomba. All right, off you go.
I'm not just a...
And Bushu. Anyone got a job for Bushu?
I've got these marshmallows here.
Bushu, we have some marshmallows that are... dangerously untoasted. Please, can you help us?
I will burn them. Burn them.
It's not easy being a Pokemon master, is it? All right, what are you doing?
Burning some marshmallows.
I think let's assume that the marshmallows have been eaten, the mouse soup is eaten. Where did you send him off to?
He's following the wagon wheels.
Bye. All right. Cool.
I think we should probably head to Frozen, I believe. I mean, otherwise, there's nothing left for us here. They've cleared this whole place out.
And they'll be looking for us as well.
We don't have mode of transport.
That's our bargain. If you take me to Flossen and help me unravel the mystery of the Red Houses, I will return back and try and reform the resistance.
Why this more important than that? Oh, because it was your mission. Who gave you that mission? Who you answer to?
I answer to an idea. I answer to an idea, and that idea is a man. His name is Janos Mir.
Well, Janos Mir gave us... We got the same idea, man!
We don't have the same mission. I've already been through this.
But the same man gave us our mission.
So it's clear that Lothario is not going to abandon his mission to discover what Strahd is up to with these Red Houses. This mission got him trapped in Daggerford Castle, and if you can help him uncover it, he is agreeing to go back to Waterdeep with you.
Okay, but
otherwise, you're
going
to have to lock him. If you, you know, if you tie him up, you can take him. But this, if you want him to come of his own free will,
we got to go to Flossen.
Yes, I think we should go back to Flossen.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it's only
it's fun there. There's lots to do.
Flossen is still
the bars stay open later than they do here.
Yeah, just get another couple of hours. It's nice.
Nice.
Flossen is only about 6 hours walk from Daggerford. It's still part of the surrounds of the town. And you make your way up the high road, you make good time heading north towards that cluster of independent brewers.
6 hours is so long to walk.
They're adventurous.
Yeah, but not very long to develop a whole new accent.
Is that not what he sounded like? Huh? I don't want to call you also a little inner city baby, Ben, but like they're adventurers. They sleep rough. They hunt their own food. They go into dungeons.
And I've never seen them do any of these things. I've seen them talk to people in rooms and kill them.
You make good time heading north to that cluster of independent brewers, vintners, and good old families known collectively as the Flossen Estates. Some of the best wines in the region are pressed in Flossen, and some mediocre gins as well.
Yes.
The grimness of Daggerford gives way to a lighter, sunnier, and altogether more pastoral feel. Money, it seems, lives here. The sun is setting as you crest the hill, and the magic of the hour shows off the estates in all their splendor. Picturesque houses dot the hills alongside immaculately laid vineyards and farms. To the east, the shadow of some of the largest stills sit idle, and just to the north lies the old and venerable Rutherglen House, abandoned a year ago by you, Banknote, but now showing signs of life. There is smoke in the chimney, light in the upper windows, and there is a covered wagon parked by the door.
Excuse me a moment. I must away.
And he goes and knocks on the door.
All right. Knock, knock, knock. And the door is opened by a small, affable-looking gnome wearing a cravat and a dusty waistcoat and a plain iron ring, let's say.
Oh, my good goodness, as I live and breathe. It's only bloody Lila Banknote. Hey, honey, Lila Banknote's back.
What?
I said Lila Banknote's back!
Oh, goody!
And down trots her hair, a blonde mess, Daffodil Lormington, wife of Percy Lormington, the gnomish patriarch of the Lormington family, who it seems are inside your familial home.
Now, I know how this looks. Like, it looks very bad, obviously, that we are in your house. But, look... You're back, so it's yours. What's yours is yours, you know, Daffy? Like we say. We were given caretaker positions. What?
Luxembourgian.
Yeah. I have a medical condition. I'm really sorry to bring it up, but I have a medical condition where...
What is your medical condition?
I go from parts of Europe and sometimes other parts, and I've really fucking fucked myself here.
It's alright, there's like third pip in that country. We didn't lose anyone.
Sorry, to be clear, your medical condition is you went to Europe. Is that your medical condition?
Yeah, like I sometimes slip into other accents, you know.
Okay. Vacate the premises.
Come on, Lila. Like, we know each other. I saw you as a little baby on a leg.
You know? Yeah. So Percy and Daffy are our husband and wife team, and they run what used to be the Lormington Stills, which was the preeminent vodka generators in the Flossen Estates.
I believe I firebombed them, though.
Yes, you...
Oh, is this like water under...
No, well, Percy doesn't know about this. So a year ago, it's true, you sent, using Bushu Ditu, you burnt down the stills, which was part of your coming into your own inheritance, becoming a man in many ways, by murdering presumably innocent brewers. You did this, however, it was successful, it's made a lot of your fortune, but then you've been kicked out of Flossen regardless because of the encroaching... agents of Strahd. They don't know about this, and now they are being paid a bursary by the Duke to caretake your house, which you've also was mandatorily acquired.
Which he does say. He says, look, this is like awkward, because obviously, like, this is where you grow up. This is where
you say orc blood?
Awkward. No offense. No, she's not there.
Back note gestures for everyone to follow and come in. Come in.
This looked like someone else's house.
No, I promise you, this is where I grew up. My bedroom's up there, my father lives there as well. I used to, you know, I know this house very well.
Yeah, terrible business with your father.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's all the stuff, you know, him probably being dead, and or that Daffy, like, we were so sad, we tried to send you a card.
Oh, I cried and cried.
Yeah, we tried to send you a card, and then, like, we
probably
didn't.
Probably dismembered.
Yeah, like his head in a different place.
Yeah.
To
and
the
knives
rest.
Knives in his eyes.
Yeah, like maybe they took his.
Also, all of this business of him being an anti-government terrorist, we don't believe it.
We don't. Like, we think that's like.
This is our cousin Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig lives here. He's simple.
Now, Dave.
Dave,
there's three people here.
I guess there are.
There's Percy
Lormington.
Lormington. There's
Daffy Lormington.
And there's
Ludwig.
Ludwig Lormington.
Yes.
And are they? What are they?
People
commoners?
Call me Lai Lai.
Yeah. They're commoners' strength.
They're commoners' strength.
As in, if you were to sort of cast them on a scale of 1 to 10, what are they? Like commoners levels? What are they?
What is 10?
I don't know, 10's probably me, I guess.
You're the top of the scale.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Well, they can be 15 then, if they're higher than that. Well, let's average. Look, we'll peg it to me at 10. Like
he
on
looks
the gold
like
standard.
An affable man. You don't know anything about the plain iron ring on his finger. You don't know anything about the bulge in his pocket. You don't know anything. Oh, grow up!
Lila, please.
Penis.
Please, Lila, come on in. Come on,
make an insight check for me. I think that's
ha-cha-cha!
What you're
asking.
Bulge check.
That is 13.
No, he's a common man who is surprisingly well endowed.
Your bedroom is just how you left it.
Well, my friends and I need a place to stay, and we need to ask you some questions. Have you at least seen a wagon go through here laden with, we think, bodies?
Yeah, of course. The wagon comes here once a month. Isn't that right, Daffy?
Yeah, we empty it.
What in the wagon? Hello, what in the wagon?
Well, we just offload it and another person takes it.
But you offload it, so
yeah,
you
building
must...
supplies.
Yeah, like crates of things.
You open a crate?
No, we are under the most strict instructions not to open it, obviously.
Me haven't introduced myself.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, hello. Me from the crate Lotus. Me one of the crate Lotus.
Oh. Wait, we're from the Crate Loaders Union. Yeah. We're the union of the Crate Loaders.
The union of the Crate Loaders.
This was not a union job.
No, we're from the International Brotherhood of...
International Union.
Yeah.
We're big. We're here doing a tour of all the crates, and we'd like to see your latest shipment to see if it aligns with international standards of packing, because if they pack them too heavy, it's bad for the workers' backs. Mm.
So no. this is the union getting involved in an OH&S issue?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. We come and inspect.
And who is this handsome elf next to you?
Oh.
Yeah, the one that is next to this slightly less handsome man.
Ludwig is right there. I know.
Come on, guys. He's like a seven. A high seven.
Wait, what? Wait, what the?
What does that make me, then?
Do you want to step to me, you special little turd? Ludwig? You want to step and take this outside? All right? Because if I'm less handsome... I am less handsome than him. The truth hurts.
You spent 3 years in the jungle. Don't crack this easily, Baston.
Sorry about him. I'm a local. I'm taking these crate inspectors through the town, and I'm here to sort of just, you know, introduce the people that want to make the crates open. So yes, I as someone that is from here, that is also, oh god, I have the accent thing now. What's happened to me?
It's catching. You've got to watch out. Oh my god, it's Elf Shoni.
Hi.
I am so embarrassed. I did not see that you were so beautiful.
Do not worry at all.
Imogen, why did you put in these martinis?
Now I'm going to stop for a second and just see.
Did you just break that?
Yeah. Did you just slam the glass and then break it in your hand?
I did.
Are you going to just hold on to it so no one notices that you...
Well, no longer.
There's blood trickling from his hand.
Open your hand, Ben.
Oh my God.
Well, there goes the deposit.
Now make for me a deception check, Filch.
Big time, I will make a deception check.
I was helping with that, so can she have advantage?
She can DC that? 17.
Yeah. Oh, goody.
I just rolled it for you. You had that.
No, Alex rolls it.
Blah, blah, blue. 11 is my highest one.
With your charisma is plus zero.
Not charisma.
Probably should have let me handle that one.
Should I have a go?
Now, no.
Yeah, what about...
Filch, unfortunately, was taking us here, so... Percy looks at you, Filge, nonplussed, then looks back at Lai banknote and breaks into a big grin.
Oh, Lai, you do not have to, pretend that you have a thing going on here. This is your house. This is your place to live.
Yes.
So
yes.
Please come in.
We kill? Yes.
Wait, no. That was a note that I wrote to you.
What's happened for the podcast?
So Alex wrote me a note, and I thought that was our plan, but I didn't see that she wrote a question mark at the end.
So what you said to Percy is
talking.
So she wrote we kill question mark, and I just read it out in, I guess, in character voice.
Yeah.
You thought question mark was like that. Finish this okay, clue, so and you said everybody.
So Percy Lormington has said, please, please, you're a family friend, come inside. Banknote turns to Filch, which really gives all the power to Filch in this situation, because he simply says, we kill? And now critically, what does Filch reply?
How close am I to them?
I mean, close enough for him to shake your hand, which he's currently doing.
Oh,
These fuckers are agents of an evil vampire, just so we're clear. They're the bad guys.
How do we know that?
Well, how do we know
they that? Said, because they said...
The audience is not on board with this murder.
All it takes for evil to flourish is for good people to do nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Anti-government.
I've seen this movie 1,000 times. You go to your old house. It's been taken over by the evil people. You got to clean it out. It's fumigation, people. All right.
I'm sorry. Did you?
They're vampires. Come on. They're probably vampires.
It's very bright, and they're standing in the sun.
Was it daytime?
They did, however, invite you in. So I guess it's like 50-50.
Maybe we're vampires. Oh shit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dragon
No, there's no time for a huddle because Banknote just said, we kill, and now what does Filch reply?
I'm going to grab Mr. Lormington,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to slam him down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to put my boot, not lethally, on the back of his neck.
Ah, yes.
All right, quickly make for me a strength check.
Yeah,
he rolled a 5. Okay, so you grab him and there's a crack as it seems like one of his ribs breaks as you smash him down onto the concrete, and with a large hobnailed boot, you push it onto his neck as Ludwig screams and passes out, removing Dave from the scene.
Ah, don't hurt my husband.
Listen, we're the union guys we said we were before. Me want to know everything you said about what's in the... We want to know everything you know about what's in those crates, or me putting the boot down more heavy on this guy. And these boots have seen some shit. Listen up. You tell me everything, including the kilogram maximum of what's in the crates, but also be very specific about who sent them, who they're going to, and what is really inside.
We don't know anything. We just unload.
She starts to cry.
I'm upset. I'm over.
Please get... I'll tell you everything I know. Just get off my neck.
You tell
I
me
need
why
that to live.
On your neck. You tell me why.
Well,
we don't have
you,
no time.
Could you reduce the pressure just somewhat?
A little bit, yes.
Please,
okay,
think
thank
about
you.
His condition. He could change accents at any time.
At any time!
It could go into some really bad territory if it strays outside Europe. The more pressure I apply, the geography expands.
So please don't! Mamma mia! Look.
Where the crate go after you unpack it?
Look, okay, I'm going to level with you here. And Lila, I'm sorry because I know that your father is a good man and I know...
is. Keep going.
I know that's that he's intense. Not dead and I know that he's...
not dead.
Okay, you need to stop doing that. Look, we made a deal with LaCroix. We were destitute. Somebody burned down our stills. It left us completely destitute.
Our son, Wellington Lormington, died.
You know how much we loved Welly. He died, and look, LaCroix came to us with an offer.
We know he's a bad man.
But we take his shipment, we go it, and we take it to our stills. In the burnt down area, they actually are still kind of operational for what they need. And we take the product. I don't see anything of it, but I'd send it that way. If you want to see what's happening, go to the burnout, but that's all I know.
You want to join the resistance? No. Act as a double agent?
I'm kind of a coward.
Okay, well, I mean, they've seen our faces now.
Hang on one moment.
I just remembered something else.
I remembered something else. I'm quite...
Did you?
I'm quite brave and sure, yeah.
This could be... Anyone else want any information for this guy while I got my boot on his neck?
Hey, what happened? Tell us who brought the last shipment.
I don't know, it's just some guy. They change it every time. They look all pallid and milky and say...
And why do they look so milky? Tell me!
I don't fucking know. They just, it's a different guy every time.
Put the pressure on his neck, do it. Why do they know? Tell me!
I put a bit more pressure on his neck.
My God!
Tell us!
Alex, make for me a dexterity check, DC 15.
So wait, just so we're clear, if she beats 15, Ben has to do a racist accent. Is that what we're dealing with here?
Absolutely not. That's not what this test is for.
Come on, let's go Chinese, come on.
Don't cheer that.
11 plus strength or dexterity? Oh, 13, come on.
Ah, 13.
You snap his neck like a twig.
We flew too close to the sun.
Just as he's about to die, though, he's like...
His last words were, miso. And they just snapped.
Well, I'm sure we're all glad that happened.
That exhalation of air recorded on this podcast to be the moment someone fucking cancels you into the sun.
Yeah, it's like, you know, all right,
50 Asian people on this table right now. It's fine.
Look, look. The thing is, maybe the condition's genetic. Get Ludwig's neck.
What?
Maybe the condition is genetic. Get Ludwig's neck.
We've heard enough. Listen.
Meanwhile, Daffy, seeing you kill her husband.
Yeah, bereaved wife over here.
She screams, drops the tray of lemon water that she had for guests, and races up the stairs.
Bobby dashes after her.
Okay.
Oh, this is the day. This is
all
the
right.
day at all.
So make, Ludwig's passed out, so all the witnesses are currently taken care
athletics
of.
Athletics check. Oh, wait, no, wait, wait, no. Daffy rolls a one. So she trips on her own tray and falls on the front step. So you grab her instantly. Or... mm-hmm.
Bobby slits her throat. Loose ends.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is my favorite thing I've ever heard.
This is not the way of the 11. This is ugly, ugly, ugly.
Yeah, how do the other dragon friends react to that?
Well, I mean, I think we know that mine was okay because that guy was going racist, but...
which we only knew after you killed him.
Listen... Look, we go, we're acting fast. Let's, you know, act first and apologize later.
And look, as a good boy, I'd really like to distance myself from these actions, frankly. None of this was my idea, and we should have just done.
You just said they've seen our faces. You're not wrong.
I mean, I know I was just saying.
This is a war.
Yeah, look, as I said, let all just put all this in the back of our heads. We unpack later with a professional. We got to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. That what me think. So, okay.
All right,
Bobby goes over to you all get, Ludwig.
Okay, Ludwig is unconscious.
Oh, God, all right. Well, everyone turn around.
And just through the sternum with a sword.
Oh!
Bobby, we keep meaning to talk about all of this.
This is a real metaphor. Dragon Friends has become a series about what can happen if your friend suffers a traumatic experience and none of you acknowledge it for two seasons.
Yeah.
Okay, look, does anyone know any good therapists in Flossen? Because my friend here, he died in space, you see, and...
Who are you asking? It just does here. All right.
Blood splatters the corridor as Bobby flicks with practiced ease blood from his blade, wiping it on the apron strings of Miss Daffodil Lawrence.
Oh, come on. I didn't make that choice. I wiped it on my own pants like a gentleman.
Rifling through their pockets, you find samples of gin, stubs and receipts that prove... in Lormington's pocket, you see stubs and receipts that prove what he had said, that the family is in dire financial problems and a very modest bursary is being paid by the city for upkeep of the house that they are not owners of.
Can I see, what was that iron ring he had?
You see an iron ring as well, which seems to hum with some kind of magical energies.
Arcana.
It's an arcana check?
Yep.
It is magical in property. And, no, it has a kind of, the magic seems to be a... transformational magic, but you can't tell what it is.
Oh, I put the ring on.
Okay, you put the ring on and your body seems to hum for a second, and then for a second your eyesight blurs and then snaps into focus. Experimentally, you move your hands around and you can't tell what has happened, but it feels like something has changed.
What do we see when we look at him?
Nothing. You didn't spot anything. So whatever magic is affecting it, it's not immediately apparent, but you're wearing the ring. You also see a key, a large iron key, in Daffy Lormington's apron pocket.
Mm. Right, I'll take that.
Anything in Ludwig?
It's a big key for like a big keyhole.
Okay. Yeah, I reckon, can I tell you what I think is in Ludwig's pockets?
Yeah, go for it.
Just a bunch of real crook anime, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'll allow that. It's benign, but it's just like you look at it. If you were their parents, you'd be like, ah.
Yeah, it's a lot of very specific scenes from Evangelion. You know what I mean?
They do.
So in this universe, Neon Genesis Evangelion exists.
Yes, and the person who's clipped it up.
What is it? Is it? Like,
and unfortunately, in all universes too, it's one of the
through lines.
Bards travel the Sword Coast up and down, telling the stirring tale of Ayanami Rei and her two dipshit friends.
The entire time, Elf has just been watching these people murder this innocent family.
I'm sorry you had to see this, Elf.
Yeah, we don't usually roll like this.
Let me be clear. I am cleaning up your mess. Actions have consequences.
You better pull your head in, Bobby Pancakes. We can't have you going rogue like a certain little half-elf we used to know.
Hi, oh, was that a burn?
Yeah, me say you're like 60% Friezo right now if you keep going.
Okay, well, let me look.
Oh, and where is Friezo? What did you do with him?
We don't know where he is. But
it made me wonder if we brought back the right guy.
What are you talking about? I didn't have any choice in that. That was a decision you made.
Beauty within and without. Beauty within and without.
I mean, I just think I've never met this Friezo guy, but I mean, he's not here to defend himself, so let's not speak ill of him. You know, he seems like a cool guy, I think. Probably just a man who wants to be a baker.
Let's go to the burnt out distillery. Come on.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, let's go to the burnt out distillery. Great idea, Bobby.
We can take all of this angst out on someone.
Should just, I mean, not to too fine a point on it. Should we hide these three bodies?
I don't know. Why don't you put them in your magic sack like you did all those other ones?
Ooh. Do I still have a magic sack, Dave?
It's been 3 years since you've looked inside it. 3 years ago, you did put three bodies in it, which is the most, like, grossly misused bag of holding, I think.
So, okay, look, you all need to help me, though. So, all right, lift him in, come on.
All right, we put them in.
So in the bag, they go.
It smells real funky when you open it. But you toss the bodies of Percy and Daffy Lormington.
And Ludwig.
And let's not forget poor simple Ludwig. Into the bag of holding, which seems to groan as Banknote pulls its drawstrings taut.
Why is that funny?
What?
Why are you laughing?
Oh my god.
Nothing, nothing. Let's go. So we go to the distillery.
Yeah, so anyway, Elf, we're good friends. You know, we travel around together, mostly doing good. So this whole, like, murdering thing, I want to say is out of the ordinary. But now that I think about it, are we good people?
Now, just so I am clear...
Like, Lothario has been here the whole time. And he's just been like...
Bobby looks at him and says, if you fucking sing today...
Ooh.
I draw my longbow as he begins to sing and point it at you.
He hasn't begun to sing yet. Ben is not. It's difficult to resist opening chords like this, but Ben's doing very well. But
so Scott just said he's drawn a longbow and pointed it at Bobby.
Yep. To give you a bit more of, you know, to ease your nerves.
Some people are bastards, and I think I beat them. Some people are terrible, and I think I
Bobby punches him in the nuts. That's a 15.
He rolls over.
He can't stay mad at you, Bobby Pancakes.
Now you can go. As I said, it was almost nighttime. You can head out to the stills if you want. Are you just going to leave Ruthergan House? The doors open, blood all over the hallway.
No, let's close the doors up.
Like professionals.
Yeah.
Bushu, could you clean this up? Is that...
Yes.
Oh, wait, are we saying that Bushu... Wait, clean this up? Okay.
Isn't the house completely empty, though? Isn't that your property now?
Look, he's already so keen on burning it down. And look, the value's in the land, really.
Okay, so you... So I guess as you make your way... up the hill towards the old Lormington Stills, Bushu, you can just hear the torch as Bushu D2 begins to systematically burn the foundations of Rutherglen House.
Love me.
Destroying 500 years of beautiful history. One of the oldest buildings in the Flossen Estates, and presumably any other people that were inside it.
I feel like as we burn, as we watch this house burn, we're walking toward the distilleries. I just
You all sit on the hill and you watch it burn.
I've spent so much of my life trying to find the approval of my family, my father, my ancestors, and now watching it all burn, it feels like it was all for nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe I have the opportunity to be my own person, to make my own choices, to really let loose. You know?
To really let loose?
Yeah, you're a dragon friend now.
To really let loose? Are you asking if you want to really let loose?
Are your nuts still smarting? Because
yeah,
I'll no, go that, again. That's fine. They hurt a lot. Never mind. That was the thing I was gonna do.
It is the small hours of the morning as you find your way to the desiccated husks that were once the Lormington Stills, burnt down by you, Banknote, in a fit of corporate pique. As you make your way through the stills, you see that most of them are cracked and broken, but one, the largest still, in fact, seems to still be airtight.
Investigation. That is 13 plus 3 is 16.
All right. Making your way around the stills, you find an old trapdoor in the ash by the side of the largest still, and it seems to be closed and locked.
What's the lock made out of?
A metal?
Oh, it's not like... I kind of check on the lock, I guess. Two. I guess I don't know if it's magical in origin.
Dave, a lock. But like a still is a big cylindrical... vessel.
It can be bulbous.
Like a giant water, sort of bulbous
water
tower. Yeah,
but if there's a trapdoor in that cylinder, and it's full of stuff...
It's beside it, isn't it?
It's just down directly underneath it.
Underneath the still.
Yeah, it's like, it's up flush against the side of the still on the ground.
Bobby, could you please pick this lock? Oh, the key, yes.
Is it a big lock?
It's a big lock.
Alright, I try the key.
The key doesn't work.
All right. Oh. I rolled a 14 plus, what is it, sleight of hand?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 24.
All right, click, click, click with your little trusty thieves tools, and there is a satisfying click as the last tumbler falls in place, and the trapdoor opens, revealing steps deep into the gloom, angled towards the center of the still.
Okay, I'll go first.
And
it's weirdly brave of you. Why?
I'm letting loose.
It's pitch black. Can you see?
No, but I can cast light out of one of my little gadgets, so I'll cantrip a small flame.
All right, there's a puff of acrid smoke as you light one of your little filaments, and the room underneath the stills reveals itself, and you see a huge contraption banknote suspended by chains, belted into what used to be the stills. It has been hollowed out from the inside, no longer in any way used for the distilling of alcohol. It seems now a place to stash some kind of large device. Coils of copper cable.
Dave.
Is it the spider from Wild Wild West?
Is it Dave?
Are you asking Dave if sorry.
We probably had enough racism in this episode to equate it to the actual Wild Wild West
please,
film
Daddy,
script.
Let it be the spider from Wild Wild West.
Please, Dave, can it be? Dave, please,
Daddy,
can it be the spider from Wild Wild West?
It
would
be the most wonderful bonbon that ever we had.
Daddy, would you please, on this day, Christmas.
On this Christmas day.
Let me get this straight. You want to be locked downstairs under a still with only a tiny trapdoor by yourself with the spider from Wild Wild West.
Piloted by Kenneth Branagh.
Of course.
By half of the torso of Kenneth Branagh.
For sexual reasons.
Like, I do declare I am half a spider. Greatest actor of our time.
All right, Dave, what's the check?
He played Iago.
That was Gilbert Gottfried. Anyway, it's a good bit, guys. Come on, guys. It's a good bit. All right. What's the check? If I get 19.
What's the check?
Just give me a number, Dave. Come on.
All right. If you roll a 19 or a 20, then...
It can be the spider.
It's the spider from Wild Wild West.
Ah, it's a 15. Ah, rats.
rats next time.
All right, let's go home.
Copper, copper coils humming with a potent arcane energy, and all of them, it seems like pockmarked with tiny apertures all the way around this device. Heavy rubber suction seals that seem to be there for some kind of pipes or tubes to be rammed into place. All of them now empty. And underneath it, underneath a focusing array of steel sensors, is a small wooden trundle on a bed of straw. And sitting on that trundle is a giant block of granite that seems to be bristling with ice.
As an alchemist, do I recognize this contraption?
Yes, make for me a
Ha-cha-cha.
Intelligence check with proficiency.
What does proficiency mean?
Plus three.
That is 13.
So you're all...
Oh, sorry, it's 11. 5 plus 3 plus 3, 16.
16. Okay, so yeah, you recognize that this is a focusing device or something. Things go into the aperture, and it is powered by whatever pours into it, and it is beaming it down into this piece of granite. Also, as an alchemist, you think you recognize it as you touch it. It looks like a type of material that you've read about before. And make me for me one more intelligence check to see if you remember what it is.
Come on, studying. No, nine.
No, you're sure you've read about it in the library at Rutherglen House. If only you could just go quickly and check.
Unfortunately, I believe someone burnt it down.
No sense of responsibility ever.
The aperture that things go into, is it like a funnel that you might pour that smoke stuff into?
Imagine like heavy wax, like airlocks, as a rubber airlocks that you could push something like a tube into.
Like a vial.
Yes, yeah, it's the
vials of, say, blood or something.
Do you want to test and see if it fits?
I've got the empty vial in my pocket, so I pop it in.
It fits like a glove. It slides and clicks into place.
Okay.
And as it does, you notice something else, which is that crunching underfoot all around you are broken shards of the same glass.
What if we all weed in the vial?
There is also a desk, I should have said this, with a bell and three sheets of paper and a writing set.
Okay, ooh. I'll have that. I'll have a read of that.
Okay. So it's a letter, and it's a letter that is addressed to His Eminence, the Regional Administrator, Pomplimus LaCroix, and it is signed by Percy Lormington.
Ah, so he did deserve to die. Yes, okay, good.
And the letter says, Your Eminence, Grace, we'll do it with
well,
all manner.
Well, no, he has to have accents that oscillate wildly.
Your Eminence, Grace, and all manner of titles that are there for you.
Change.
It is to me.
Change.
Great.
No, I can't understand what he's saying.
We have, once again, thank you for this modest bursary and this new lease of life of our family. We will care for Rutherglen House as if it is our own, hoping that one day it might be restored to the banknote family that made it so great.
Rot roll.
This money has been such a lease of life, it cannot be expressed. Truly, you are a just lord, as they say. As your agents come through, we will do as you have required, charge the Wetterstone and ring the bell to summon the visitors when it is charged. What P.S. Words cannot express the elation that I and my wife Daffodil have at your intercession on our behalf with the Church of Ilmata. The last 3 years have been hard on our poor daughter Dimmy, languishing as she did in New Hill Sanatorium. She will be safe here with us. We have locked her in the attic for her own safety, praying that the time will come again when she can walk the gardens that she loved so well, and it is signed Percy Lormington.
Oh, fuck.
For evil to flourish, all it takes is for good men to do nothing.
And with a sickly feeling in their hearts, a deep despair in their face, or feeling absolutely nothing at all, like the psychopaths that they are, the dragon friends have to ask themselves, are they the heroes? Are they truly the people that this time calls out for? Or perhaps the people that this time despairs? This is some dark shit. This started as a fun show. I don't know what we're doing anymore. Tune in next week for more of the same. Also, a block falls on Elf Schoenling and kills him.
Oh, no.
It's been Dragon Friends! Woo! Let's hear it for Scott, who showed up for this episode and didn't get to say anything.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Greiner, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniments by Tom Cardy. Our special guest this week was Scott Huntington. Shakira Khan designs our website. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. And this week's episode was recorded live at the Vanguard in Sydney. Until next time.
Where's Baston? He was training in the jungle, bombing pancakes. He was running with the wolves. Where was Fields? Learning to read from a talking dog, yeah. Where's Banknote? He runs his papa's company. Dark Lord Strut. He's a very naughty man. Finally together. The light for hope we call the Dragon Friend.
I had a chat to someone during the break who said they really wanted us to start a... What do they call it? A Gizmodo? What's the thing?
A Discord?
A Discord.
How did I know that's what you meant?
Wow.
A Gizmodo?
I forgot.
We're starting a website.
Which is going to be sued to death by Peter Thiel. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to start a Dragon Friends Asana board. And anyone who wants to join that.
I was thinking we could do a Discord because I've got a bunch of white nationalist memes I want to post.
Tell you what. I'll just assign all of you Jira tickets.
Can we have a Dragon Friends Kanban flow and just all make sure we do our work together?
Eden, go, Eden.
I've already started the DragonFriendsMonday.com and no one's on it.
Yeah. Well, these are all the productivity app gags we have.
I've invited all of you motherfuckers to the Dragon Friends base camp since 2004, and none of you have accepted the invite.
Oh, Trello.
Yay! Now, Tom, do one.
I'm not paying attention.
From members of Mischief Theater comes Hell or High Rollers.
Mini partners, I'm a sexy dragon.
A comedy podcast like no other.
11 years old, shame on you. When I was your age, I was 15.
Listen to Hell or High Rollers wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't like it, you can go to hell or highrollers.com and learn why you're wrong.
They'd have my inspiration point back if we can erase the last minute.